Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries. This teaching we're going to do is going to be on a subject about demons and how they work and how they get access to us. I trust you will enjoy this. At the end of the teaching, we'll have a website and a phone number where you can get these teachings free, but we're going to go into the teaching, and you hope you enjoy this very much in Jesus' name.
Last night I went home, and I really diligently this week I've been seeking the Lord, and I said, Lord, how am I going to teach this today? So I came in and started working on an outline last night, and I worked a while, and then my little granddaughter come up, and she wanted to play a little while, so I had to lay everything down for an hour or so until she got tired at about 10, and then I went ahead and worked again for another couple of hours, and then I got up this morning at 6 o'clock and until 11:30. I finished this outline at 11:30 this morning. Now, this outline that I worked on today is, the title of this is The Question, The Answer, and How to Make It Happen. That's what I've titled this. Now, first of all, I want to ask you a question. Who is the enemy? Who or what is the answer? And how do we make it happen? Of course, the enemy, as we all know, is Satan. Now, it's amazing how many people in the church does not understand and realize what Satan can do to you. And we also don't understand what our Jesus did to him, and we don't understand the authority that Jesus gave us over him in the name of Jesus. And, of course, our answer is Jesus. There is no other answer other than Jesus. And it happens by faith in the name of Jesus. That's how it happens. So, now then, the first thing we're going to talk about, we're going to cover a lot of scriptures today, as we usually do. First thing, I'm going to get a good basis of the enemy and who he is and what he does. And I want us to start in the book of Job. This is going to be the only text we're going to use out of the Old Testament today. Everything else will be in the New Testament. But I want us to turn to the book of Job, chapter 1, starting with verse 6. We're going to read quite a little length of scripture here because I want you to see what Satan does and how he does it. He is a very sly beast, and he does things to us so slyly. He makes us sick. He comes to torment us. He comes to give us a guilt trip. In fact, last night on the prayer lines, Donna, after she took this one, we missed a call. We've only got 6 active lines, and so we overloaded our lines last night, and so many of them went to voicemail. And so after the show was over, we were downloading the calls, and Donna, she said, Thurman, you got to call this lady. Said, this lady is having a real problem. Said that she's crying, and she's just, the devil is just having a heyday with her. So I called her, and I talked to her, and she was telling me about how the devil keeps her on a guilt trip of all the things she does wrong. So I took her over to Romans chapter 3 and 4 and showed her about this magnificent free gift that's ours, that once Jesus comes and we accept him as Lord and Savior, he completely forgives us of all of our sins, and he's given us all these mighty things, which is a free gift. You know, it comes upon us, and that he's given us power and authority over the devil and all the different things. And I begin to lead her through the scriptures. And 30 minutes later, this woman was laughing and praising the Lord. Now, what made the difference? The Word. The Word. That's what makes the difference. Whenever you get the Word in you, the Word will change you, won't it, Jane? The Word will change you. So, let's go to the Word, to Job chapter 1, verse 6. And I want you to follow along with me, starting with Job chapter 1, verse 6 is where we're going to start. And I'll read the scripture. Now, at any time, if anybody has a question or something you don't understand, this is just a wide open forum. You know, if you want to say something, you just stop me right in the middle of anything, you know, wherever you want to, whatever you want to say, because I want your input. If you have something you don't understand, you be sure and let me know, and I'll see if maybe if I have the answer. In Job chapter 1, verse 6, it says, Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan also came among them. Now, who are these sons of God? These are the angelic host. They're coming into the third heaven. They're coming up there to present themselves to the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, "From where did you come?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth and from walking back and forth on it." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land." Now just think, if you're obedient and serve the Lord, what's he going to do for you? Great things, isn't he? Just like he did for Job. "But now stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face." And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person." Now, what does that tell you? It tells you that Satan can't technically do anything to you without permission, right? He has come before the Lord and asking permission. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. Now there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plying and the donkeys feeding beside them when the Sabaeans raided them and took them away. Indeed, they have killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "The Chaldeans formed three bands. They raided the camels and took them away, yes, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "Your sons and your daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they are all dead, and I alone have escaped to tell you." Now then, what do you see in this, and who was it that did these things? Who was it that came and burned all of his crops? Who was it that caused the fire from heaven to fall and destroy the crops? Who was it that sent all these different bands of people to kill all the servants and steal everything he had? And who was it that sent the high winds, the tornadoes, to knock down the house and to tear it down and to kill all of his children? Who did all that? Satan. Isn't he awesome? You know, does that go right along with what the Scripture says in John 10:10? Says the thief or Satan comes but for to kill, steal, and destroy, right? So here's a pretty obvious place in the Scriptures in Job chapter 1 of all these different kinds of things that Satan does to us. Well, whenever fire falls from heaven or something like this, and whatever it was, just like one morning I walked in here right after this church had been destroyed on a Wednesday night, right after the kids had all gone home, tops ripped off of it, everything, and it's amazing. We had just anointed our television room upstairs here with oil and prayed over every piece of equipment in the room and everything. And you know what room in this building and what equipment in this building was not touched? Our room. There was not another room that wasn't touched that whenever this tornado came. And people said, "Well, look what the Lord did to our church." Who did that to this church? Was it the Lord? I don't think so. You know, God, if God is in the business of giving us life and giving it to us abundantly, and Satan's in the business of killing, stealing, and destroying, I didn't see any abundant life in the destruction of this church. Did you? No, it was Satan. But out of Satan's stupidity, he did not realize that the church was covered with insurance, and the insurance was going to build them a new church almost. You know, I mean, so they got a better one than they ever had. Isn't that awesome? I mean, they completely renovated the place, and the insurance paid for everything except about $25,000 on the shingles on the roof. Isn't that amazing? See, God will make things work out for you. He will let the devil do these things. But how many people do you see, even on your insurance, when they say, "Well, a tornado came by and it tore up a house or tore up a car, or like the other day up there in Denton, I saw in the newspaper, my wife said, "You got to see this." She showed me the newspaper and she said, "Look here, a girl was sitting at a red light and she started to move and all of a sudden her little car turned upside down, end over end, right in the middle of the street and stopped upside down." Did any of y'all see that in the paper? Some of you did. Yeah, it was in the newspaper. And all just out of nowhere, a very powerful wind. Who did that wind come from? Satan. Sure it did. You know these little twisters that they used to have? If you were like me, I was raised up on a farm many years ago, and whenever my grandmother and granddad, one of these little twisters would come out through there and start stirring up the field. You know what they called it? A dirt devil. That's right. A dirt devil. You know, I thought, now, isn't that amazing? We call that a dirt devil. And that's what it was, because it had come out there and it was just a demon of hell doing those things. And I don't know if any of you saw that news on the other night when they was talking about a church. I think it was in Oklahoma. I'm not sure where it was. My daughter was telling me about it. She said, "Daddy, that was the most awesome newscast I have ever seen." Said this girl said that was in a church, and I think she said it was in Oklahoma, but I'm not sure. But she said, all of a sudden, the Lord spoke to her and said, "Get everybody in a certain section of the building because a tornado is coming." So she immediately jumped up and told everybody in the church, "The Lord just spoke to me and told me to tell all of us to get into this area of the church because a tornado is coming." So everybody just listened to her. They jumped up and they ran into this certain section of the church, and all of a sudden the noise and everything in the church began to be destroyed. And she said everybody was all hunkered down on the floor with their heads on the floor and everything else. She said, "I was looking up. I wanted to see what was going to happen." And she said, "All of a sudden I saw demons." She said, "I could see demons coming in and trying to push the walls in on us. And then I saw angels come in and hold them up." The angels came and held up the walls. She said, whenever everything cleared, the only thing left standing to our church was that section that we were in. Everything else was totally destroyed. But the children of God had been protected by the angels in that section. Now, why is it that when we hear this as Christians, why does that surprise us?
Stop right there on the teaching today, but we will take up tomorrow right there at the same place. I hope you've enjoyed this teaching. If you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And ask for the teachings on the question and the answer. And if you want to go to our website, you can go to www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all the free teachings that you want. We have them there. Just remember, Jesus Christ is our King and our Lord, and He's a mighty God, and we love serving Him. If we can do anything to help you, just contact us. We'll be happy to pray for you or try anything to meet your needs.